is your name?
Sangha. Indlik. Akan sirak.
Akan sumitam na tu sangaran.
Akan.
Kini akan pin atinga.
Kamu sirak.
Tapi isa ko dito ako.
Liyari ko ang kuwak. Kani kahatik nga lawag nit. Kani kahatik at daw Aka nagtakak, nakahalirik, hangin mo. Hangin ko, nagtakak na nga nakahalirik. Tagrakot, akalit. Hangin niya aktik, at kaya akit. Di ko linangan nito, at kakan nito tingin ko. At kaya akit, at kaya akit, at kakan nito, at kaya akit, at kaya akit. Rakak, raksaruk takak, itu kengalai tak aku lang. Undang ten, tidak kahat. Ten, aku tidak tak. Kekaya tu kengalai tangan, kekaya tak tiga, kekaya kan. Akan tinggal ayah, angin angin. Tangan tak yang nak sekarang ni angin, angin ni ada ke saja. Siang hari kok tak kok, nak siaruk hak diruk, nak siaruk tuk, hak dah nak siang nak siaruk yang agen ten lah. Tengra. Ang ito kasik sinigsanga ka nagkagalig at kundang kundang hakang ako ka inaktang ni alok nga takayang tisangang nga ay kamira ko tigira nito sinigkangal raksana alok nga raksa alok takar nakarik kaya ko tigundang nagkagalak taksilig at Tena, nilingis na nakatirik-tik. Ano ka, tangahalik-tik, sinasya ka nakatirik-tik, tenitik, sisakitik. Ano ka, lakalasin na nilingis-tik. Nilingis na haktalik-tik, kalasin na nilingis-tik. Siya nga, kaktena. Kako ka nilay-tak ka lang, kanilikang. Then I saw a good letter, hang on. Then I collected loot. She sang a rock thing. The next thing I got to me, I can't even. Because I had loot. She didn't collect on me, I got a lot of work. That's a good work. She didn't check. The next thing I was going to collect a rock. Ano dito tekan isla hakta kaya tik nika sik ada nga hat then nika tak sik nika pala kang kakak nga ala kang Siang ada yang aku siang ada yang kerja dan ni leka tengah ada di tengah ni. Sangat kerak ngan sekarang ngan di tengah di leka dulu. Ani siak siak, ani siak siak. Sangat kan di sini. Kak sirak dan nak kencing, terasi kahal sirak, kak sajeng kahal sirak, anak halut tengk, terus jahat ni, jadi nanti kan ikut dulu. Ani si kangen kat si Allah tiga, tat kangen ngan, kikan ngan Allah tiga. Iku leak si dek. Sini kada halu kita leak. Tak kada dan iku leak dek. Iku leak Allah kang ten na. Sini kakeda dek, nak kakeda dek nang kakeda dek. Bisa ngadeng tak kangen ngasak kedua tak kesinan seng kecengen kank tak kesirang senek dan ngatak kangen sak kedelik tak kedan gelah tak kadek sik kadek adak tak hatik da ada kedaraan ketiang terkena terang nak akan nak saya katakan kata terkena yang cuk dan mesin ini yang cerah ketiang saya terjad kisah ngajang kira kira tena kata ini nak cuk terkena ini dulu dulu tena Kadang-kadang nak ngetar cint, agak tiang, kadang-kadang nak sih, dah. Sekarang sih, kadang-kadang dah lalu, dah lekak, agak dah lalu. Nak tiang, tiang nak ni, agak yang kadang sih, tiang nak ni, kayak tu. Betul, kena agak je ada si kedua. Kaya kedua tak agak je, betul kena cik. Kan, kerja eksemen, macam kerjik, kerja tak doyan sendiri kalau, jago ngena angajak, akan kakak, angajak tak, malah ketahan kan, kerja dah tukang tu, angajak, jago kakak angat tak sendiri sendiri. Nak kerja kerja tengah hari, agak tu ini semula dah doakan kerja kita. Anak jauh nak nak, malah dia. Kasih minyak untuk jauh ni ada hangi, nenek aku tinggal ngah halang tak, akatin akatin katahalug aksila keksile agra nanda ko tak katin lakon katin lakon hangja kai ngani sagatin aksak agra si tengak katin Nali sedut kahun ni, macam kami ingat tengah dengan na. Nali sedut kahat tahun kerja kahat jek. Mana kecakan sini dengan tak kahat ni sedang kacak kahat na. Tak ada nunggu duduk kahsi, tak kahat nunggu kahsi anun. Dan aku tengah tak kecak orang tak kini.
The next story is also by Samuel An-Nasugak and Agnasagak. And then the story is from his grandmother, Kungusak. There were these two couples, and they had a daughter, or they had two daughters, and they had a son, just one son. But those two girls were younger than that man. That oldest boy, the boy was the oldest from both of those two girls. And then they always, that young man always went out hunting, and it was right by Barrow. It was right by Point Barrow where he always went out hunting, and he was a real good hunter. So these two girls, they always stayed awake at night. They always used the night as daytime. They never stayed awake in the daytime. They always slept all through the day. But that young man, he became a young man, and his grandmother really liked it when he went out hunting. He always went out hunting. But these two young girls got to be young ladies also. And the young wasn't very old, but old enough to go out. And then every time their parents went to sleep, they always got up. And their grandmother is always tired. And then one day they just came home from by the beach, and they were gonna get up early, so they went to sleep early, and they were real tired. But these two young girls stayed up at night and started making a lot of noise. And then they were making fun of each other and putting old clothes on and having a lot of fun again. And just trying to have fun, you know, any old way. But it was in the middle of the night again. And they were just giggling, laughing. And then finally, the parents usually didn't say anything. Never, not once have they ever said anything, even though they were always staying out late. And then finally one day, their mother was so tired. She looked at him and she said, "Why don't you young ladies quit making me stay awake? I'm tired. If you're going to do that, you go outside and play." And they didn't say anything. They were silent. They didn't move. Never said nothing for a long time. And then finally, they were quiet for a long time. For a long time. They just sat around and did nothing for a while. That oldest one touched the younger one by the arm. Didn't mention anything. And then when she looked at her, she waved at her and told her to go out with her. So she took her out and they went out to the porch. And then when they did, they just stood out there on the porch and didn't say anything. I mean, that oldest one wouldn't say anything to the younger one for a while, and finally they got this poke together, real dried up. She just picked it up from the porch and also got a light and lit it, a lantern, and lit it. And they took it out. She took her younger sister out. Just went out. They start going inland. And they start walking. By the beach. They started off by the beach. And then they start walking for a long time. And they didn't have anything to eat. And then finally, she started taking them inland, walking by the beach. They start going inland. And they start going to a different land. And then while they were walking, they got real hungry. And then the youngest one kept saying, "Come on, let's go home. I want to go home to my parents." But the oldest one said, "No way, we're not going to go back. They already scolded us. I don't want to live with the people that scold me." And so anyway, they kept on walking. And they reached a place. And they found some ptarmigan. And she hit it. You know, she hit it with a rock, I guess, and then she killed it. And they cut it in half, and they ate it. And then the youngest one was still hungry when they finished eating, and even though she ate half of it, she started crying again and said she wanted to go back. He started crying. And then yet the oldest one wouldn't return. She didn't want to go back home. She was real stubborn. And then she starts singing. She starts singing a song. And when she did start singing, that oldest one still wouldn't say anything to her, even though she started singing. She wouldn't have anything to do with her. She was still stubborn. She said, "No, I'm not going to go back to my parents. I won't return, no matter what you say to me." And so anyway, they kept on walking. And then that younger one kept singing that song over and over, over and over. And they finally reached the hill. And they were walking, and then they seen their oldest brother. The oldest one had gone after them, that boy. So when they seen him, their oldest brother, they started, you know, they weren't walking on land anymore. The minute they seen him, they started lifting off the ground, even though the youngest one started to sing a different song. So that like a magician, those shamans, she starts singing a song so that they could be taken to the ground again. And then that song meant that light should, you know, make them go down. But no matter how much they sang, they couldn't go down. And then he started running towards them and started to grab a hold of them, but he didn't reach him in time. He just couldn't reach him in time. And he even got his glove and started throwing it towards them. Long time ago, they used to get him with the glove, but it kept on blowing away. It wouldn't reach him. Every time it almost reached him, it blew away to a different direction, and they just couldn't reach it, those gloves that were he was trying to throw to them. And then the reason why they couldn't reach him, too, was that that light on that lantern kept hitting that those gloves, and they kept it kept flying away from them, and it just couldn't reach him. They just couldn't reach him. And then something kept almost burning it. You know, that lantern kept almost burning the gloves, and it was real dangerous. And then finally, he kept on following them and wouldn't give up. He just kept on following them, even though they knew that when he started to follow them, finally he got to be where he followed them. And then he also got up on the ground like they did, but he was still behind them. And then they were looking down. They kept on looking down. The young man was still following them. And then finally he reached them up in heaven somewhere. And that is the end of the story.